MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 25, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy, mid-60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:29 p.m. A fire early this morning tore through a Lawrence home, displacing 14 residents, including two children. WCVB-TV reports that flames could be seen shooting through the roof of the residence on Bradford Street. No injuries were reported. A stabbing incident at Lynn Classical High School yesterday resulted in the students being taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and the arrest of a 17-year-old male student. The Daily Item reports that the school did go into a lockdown situation yesterday morning. In a follow-up story to the hoax active shooter incident at St. John's Prep in Danvers, the Danvers police in the town have not released any additional information on the accidental gun discharge by a Danvers police officer who was investigating the event. The Salem News has not been able to get any additional information from the Danvers police or the town regarding the accidental discharge of the weapon. The plans to renovate Beverly City Hall were presented this week by an architectural firm that has been hired by the city. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the plans call for preserving the historical value of the building while transforming it into a modern space for city business. The presentation included several options, and one of them would totally remove and replace the police building next to City Hall.
Here's what happens if we not only remove the police building, but we start fresh, something completely different. And what is that? What could that be? So the big thing here is that in, again, the same block of orange, this represents a footprint or diagram suggests an entirely new building attached to the back and side of the existing City Hall. And there's a couple of things that this is, we believe, is accomplishing. One, we not only can create fully accessible entrance, but right off the parking lot, we're creating direct access at grade. The previous 2A2B, we still had external steps, external ramps, like you do in the front. This eliminates that because it internalizes stairs and ramps inside the building as opposed to outside.
One of the plans also calls for the relocating of the City Council chambers to the first floor.
Another big change you're going to see is this scheme is going to study the option of relocating the City Council chamber down to the first floor. And in doing so, you're going to see some ramifications that fall from that idea because it achieves a different way that folks such as yourselves and the public engaged and can come into this chamber without necessarily having to come up to this third level to get to it. And then we do also believe that in a new design, we can create greater efficiency because we're not restricted by the footprint of the police building. We can design the new addition to be more compact, more efficient. In some ways, that leads to some other positives. So those are the things that I think accrue from looking at a new. We still have challenges parking in the scheme, and we still have some issues no matter what in any of the schemes vis-a-vis circulation.
The entire City Hall renovation plan can be viewed on BevCam. And the Peabody West Branch Library will be hosting Saturday morning cartoons from 10 a.m. to noon at the Lowell Street location. Pre-reservation is required as space is limited and snacks will be provided. To reserve space, call 978-535-3354. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics will host the Miami Heat tonight in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics trail the series 3-1. The Red Sox lost again last night. Here is baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Certainly not good news if he stayed up late at all early on this week. Last night, out in Anaheim, the Red Sox dropped their 4 straight, losing to the Angels 7-3. Sox off today. They now head to the desert tomorrow night to begin a 3-game series against the Diamondbacks that will wrap up this 9-game West Coast road trip. Red Sox this morning find themselves 26-24 on the season, tied for last place in the AL East with the Blue Jays. They're 9.5 games behind the Rays, but if you're looking for a little bit of a bright spot, I guess. Sox just 2.5 games behind the Astros for the final wild card spot.
Thank you, Andy. In college baseball, nationally ranked Endicott Baseball, 43 wins, 7 losses on the year, is set to host Ithaca College in a best-of-3 NCAA Super Regional this weekend. Games beginning on Friday, first game at 12 noon, second game Saturday at 11, and a third game, if necessary, will follow the 11 a.m. game on Saturday with 45 minutes in between. good luck to the Endicott Gulls baseball team. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.